Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hola, buenos dias, and to Kevin, au revoir.
Wow. That was early in the program.
Might as well get to the part everybody wants.
Am I missing a memo?
Nope. You're just who you are.
I'm not even sure how to take that.
Today I'll be talking sports. Kevin will be whining about the Phillies.
No, I told you. It's the end of the month. It's the end of the month. I'm a free agent.
Yeah, but I don't think after listening to you after the past month that anybody wants you as a fan.
So you're saying that I'm the Terrell Owens of this broadcast?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I want a guy whose nickname is Captain Bitter.
That's the nickname you gave me, though.
Well, I haven't heard any calls yet on the show on the Lenape Solar Hotline disputing it. How many people on this show have risen to your defense?
There have been one or two. Not lately, but, you know.
I mean, after the first week, I mean.
Oh. Well, you didn't qualify it.
We've been on the air for months now. Today's show being brought to you by, and it is the weekend, boys and girls, so let's go to the beverage supermarket. That's right, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Lenape Solar Hotline is open and available at 1-800-795-9565. And, of course, we're at the beautiful and air-conditioned Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, and beautiful, and I do emphasize the word beautiful, Hummel's Wharf.
By the way, Brewers Outlet this week, Miller High Life, $11.96. That's $2.99 a six-pack.
Well done. Good math.
I took my algebra.
No, it's amazing. You see, when it comes to beverage prices, your math's pretty good. And then when it comes time for the checkbook, and things get a little dicey. I think it all comes down to interest, don't you think?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have Acting Athletic Director Dave Joyner. I sat down with him this morning to talk to him about the athletic department, the five-year plan, and also some national issues as well. We'll have that for you at 3:35. Also, open phones today on Open Phone Friday at 1-800-795-9565. Love to hear from you. Sidney Crosby, a $104 million deal over 12 years, but it breaks down to exactly what he was making before, $8.7 million a year.
Yeah, it's just a retire as a Penguin deal.
Well, it's more than that. It's a stability deal.
Well, okay.
This deal puts their star, albeit he has only played 63 games the last 2 years because of injuries, in the fold for 12 years at $8.7 million per year. Now, remember, Crosby was born August 7th, 1987, 8787. Thus, he wears 87 and gets $8.7 million a year. So you learn a lot in this show, don't you?
Actually, that just frightened me.
Now, what this does for the Penguins and for the NHL, okay? I don't care how many Flyer fans are out there, all right? But here's a bottom line for you, and let me give you a piece of national information for you. Okay? Sidney Crosby is the face of the NHL.
Absolutely right. He's the one person you can mention, or you could say NHL and name a player, and that's the one that would come up. You're right.
So needless to say, the NHL has to be thrilled with this particular deal, because it's a 12-year deal that keeps him in Pittsburgh through 2026 as an extension. He'll sign it, by the way, on Sunday. But here's what's interesting. Okay? Ray Shiro, the general manager of the Penguins, who's done an outstanding job with them, and this deal is the right way to go, made a statement the other day that probably is not historically accurate. He said, we're signing him now because his best years are ahead of him. Really?
Well, he hopes they are, but that's optimistic, I would
think. Nope. Let's get to research. Research tells you dramatic things. Sporting News put out something about, are the best years ahead of Sidney Crosby? And by the way, we're going to keep a close eye on Roger Federer, all right? We have to also look at tennis for a moment. The Fed, after Nadal's exit last night, I mean, Rafa lost to a journeyman. Well, Federer's down 2-0 now. They're saying it's the roof.
Really?
What?
The humidity evidently drops. The humidity gets higher when the roof is closed, and it causes the ball not to jump as much.
Oh, brother. But it's grass. I mean, does the ball really jump on grass anyway?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The pace of the game on grass is remarkable.
Is it? Really?
Oh, my. Oh, yes.
Really?
The pace of the game on grass, that's why you see so much serve and volley on grass as compared to any other surface.
I mean,
clay is slow.
Right.
Synthetic is in between, but on grass, that ball hit, boom, and it goes because that grass is finely manicured. You get a real skid on grass.
I'm not an inside-outside know the nuances of tennis. But I would think that the harder courts would be much, much...
Grass is faster.
Really? Okay. Now I learned something on this program.
I thought the opening statement of the show is what you really learned a lot.
No. I just learned something on this program. And this, by the way, is the exact same place they're going to be holding the Olympics in about 3 weeks.
Yes, they will be. They will be. Now, let's get to El Cid. The research is just stunning. Crosby in his career, let's see if I can find this. Crosby in his career averages 1.4 points per game in his career, which places him fifth all time. Actually, places him fourth all time. My apologies. Fourth all time. Now, we know who's first. It's Gretzky. Gretzky's number one all time. And then right behind him, and Mario Lemieux is second. Mike Bossy, the great sniper of the New York Islanders, is third. Crosby at 1.04 is fourth. And Bobby Orr at 1.39 is fifth. What is amazing is that when you look at the graph of the five top per-game scores in the history of the NHL, their peak years are all between the ages of 21 and 26. And then after 26, the slide is incredible. Now, when I say incredible, I'm talking about from their peak years. And I had somebody talked to me about this earlier. He said, well, look at Lemieux. He got hurt. I said, exactly. He got hurt. He didn't play as many games. I said, exactly. He got older. He got hurt. Bobby Orr, peak years. I mean, the graph on him, 18, boom, and all of a sudden 19, 20, 21. Incredible, incredible, incredible. Gets to 25, 26. That's when the knees go. Then, of course, he went to Chicago. When Orr went to Chicago, closed out his career, Orr only played 20 games with the Blackhawks in 3 years. And you know what? Orr never cashed a Blackhawks check. He refused to. He said, I didn't earn my money. He didn't cash the check.
Now, how would you like to be in a position to be able to do that?
Well, Orr in his lifetime was taken by Allan Eagleson. I mean, Orr had to, you know, get into being an agent himself. I mean, Orr made a lot of money in his early life, but Eagleson lost all of it on him. Basically swindled him. Orr is so humble that one time a Boston television station, WBZ, wanted to have the legends of the game on. I think representing the Patriots at the time was Steve Grogan and Orr.
Steve Grogan.
Well, I'm just saying, but this goes back a few years. Ted Williams was still alive.
This is when was the last time Steve Grogan was mentioned in a sports broadcast?
Right. You know. So when the show was over, limousine pulled up, got Ted Williams. Limousine pulled up, got Orr. Limousine pulled up, got Grogan. Orr wanted to know if they validated parking. I'm not kidding. It's a true story.
I thought you were joking.
No, it's a true story. True story. Drove himself. He says, well, no, I just drove myself in. Do you guys validate parking? That's how humble the guy is.
Wow.
He's the greatest hockey player I've ever seen.
Grogan gets a limo.
Well, it's Gretzky, peak years. We all know the plus. Now when I look at Crosby over the 12-year span, if Crosby is between 85 and 110 points a year, 105 points a year, those are still great years. It's just don't expect him to put together years where all of a sudden he's awesome and incredible. He will, you know, and it shows over and over again. It shows over and over again in the graph. I mean, you'd be shocked at what the graph shows. These are the five greatest point-per-game scorers. Lemieux peaks out in his career at 25, 26. Then he's out of the game for a while. Bossy, to his credit, stays at a pretty high level until he gets to 29, and then the bottom falls out. Or, of course, till 26, then the bottom falls out on him. And it's amazing, after that age, the production is dramatic. Even Gretzky, it just, you know, there's peaks and valleys. He only has, after the age of 29, I believe he only has, after the age of 30, Gretzky only has one more 100-plus year, which for him is way off. But health plays into it. And you look at Crosby's deal, they say the best years are ahead of him. The vertical axis of the chart shows the dividing line between pre-age 26 performance and what happens at the age when Crosby's new deal comes into effect. One thing is clear, each player peaked on the wrong side of 26. Now, Gretzky owns the only four 200-point seasons in NHL history. The last one was in 86, right? 25 years of age. Now, he led the league in scoring four more times after that, but he was a nine-time MVP, but never again approached the heights of his early 20s. Bossy was probably the steadiest after the age of 26. 123 points for four straight years, right in that range. And then he had 63 games in 80-70, at 75 points, back injuries, career over, at the age of 30. Or, same thing, awesome, 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 knee, boom, Canada Cup MVP, that was it. Now you look at the same thing with other people. Geno Malkin, Jaromir Jagr, Ovechkin, Teemu Selanne, Eric Lindros, Joe Sakic. Sakic, first ballot Hall of Famer, right? This past year. Same thing. They hit the 26-year mark, and while they're still having really good years, okay? So we're not saying that Crosby's going to go from 130 points down to 26. But he'll probably end up in that 85 to 105 range during most of it based on these charts and performance. Sakic, they say even he peaked a little bit early. He had six 100-point seasons, but only two after his 120-point career high in 96 at the age of 26.
So my question to you now is this deal more based on marketing than it's based on his future?
No, when I say the drop-off, he won't be getting 130 points a game. But if you're getting consistently 85 to 105 points a game from him, he's worth every dime.
Yeah, his drop-off is a really good year for right. A lot of guys.
All these guys have dropped off, but they've dropped off still to more normal, instead of being superhuman, just above average human levels. These guys are still performing at a high level, but just not at the peak of their career was 21 to 26. Now, from 26 on up, instead of being considered one of the top five players, they'll be considered among the top 20 players in the game. And at $8.7 million per year, he has given the Penguins the cap room to sign other people to play hockey with him. It is a great deal for him. It's a great deal for the Penguins because it gives them cap flexibility. It's a great deal for the league as well. But when the Penguins say, well, we think his best years were ahead of him, well, maybe better than the last 2 years where he played a total of 63 games. But in terms of his peak years, well, he's 24 now. He may come up with 2 years in a row that are great. But after 26, it'll be interesting to see if there's that slight fallback where he's still great, just not awesome. Most athletes, baseball, the peak years are 29 to 36. Basketball, 25 to 30. Football, probably 24 to 28. And then there's hockey. It's obviously looking at this, 21 to 26. It's Friday.
Might I recommend a stop at the beverage supermarket?
That's right. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. It's the weekend. Let's have some fun. And also, our phone line at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Lenape Solar. Visit us at lenapesolar.com in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Coming back, more about Sidney Crosby. Mark Lawrence of the news at the bottom of the hour, then Penn State Acting Athletic Director Dave Joyner. All that and more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Brewers Outlet in Sunbury says, wow, beer, $2.99 a six-pack. Yes, Miller High Life, $2.99 a six-pack, purchased in a 24-pack for $11.96. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, will blast out these incredible savings. Labatt 16-ounce can, $17.97. And for the ladies, Seagram's Coolers, $21.98 a case. Enjoy the holiday with Miller, $2.99 a six-pack from the beverage supermarket. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, open July 4th.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. One 800 795 9565. Want to hear from everybody. It's open live Friday.
You pick the topic.
Well, why don't they pick a topic?
No,
they can pick a topic.
No, not you as in Steve, you as in the listener, you.
I pick topics all the time.
I meant the listener, yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about whatever you want. You want to talk Penn State football? I'll talk, we'll talk about whatever you want. Future schedules, depth chart, lineup.
Make me an offer to root for your team.
Nobody's going to call about that.
When it comes to that, you become a sad figure.
I can't deny it. It's been sad.
Ooh. Need to offer yourself out there, show no loyalty. How quickly are you going to bag me on this show? How quickly am I going to have to go out and get somebody to replace you? Because you can't hang in when the times are tough.
No comment.
Times get a little tough.
No,
come on. You remind me of George Costanza throwing the kids out of the way at Seinfeld. Get out of my way!
This isn't a tough time. This is just a sad time.
Then why are you bailing on them?
Because I like baseball. I just don't want to watch this team play baseball anymore.
Come on, Costanza.
I don't want to watch this team play. And I've got another month before football season starts. And when that happens, I'll be really happy. You're going to hear me with a smile on my face every day.
Until the Steelers lose a game, and then all of a sudden you'll be a free agent.
Nah, it's football season. I enjoy broad football season. I enjoy the broad season.
They're 3-5 at the end of 8 games. The Ravens are 7-1.
It depends.
You'll bail?
It depends. I don't bail on football. I really don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't bail on football.
Well, you freely admit you bail on everything else.
I bail on baseball, but hey, I made it through the 80s as a Steelers fan. I can make it through 1 year at 3-whatever. Baseball, not as much.
Acting Athletic Director Dr. Joyner following Mark Lawrence on the news on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Au contraire. If Mark Lawrence says it's the Kevin Hur Phillies talk show with special guest Steve Jones, then that is what it is.
Well, it's nice to have you on the program, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Well, carry the ball. Go ahead.
Listen, there's a reason I have not been asked to go on the mound on this program.
No, go ahead. No. I'm like Mark. I'm anxious to listen to how you do the show.
All right. Well, all right. Let's go to this one then. Yesterday we were talking about the Sixers and their draft picks. All right. I'll lead this because I know we have an interview coming up next that you have put together. Did the Sixers go crazy? Or does it just appear that way, and this is actually a really good pick? Now, I know you have an interview, so we could lead to the interview first, Steve.
Hold on a second. Let me look at the phone lines. Lenape Solar is right now looking at crickets. Uh-huh. Maybe I should take over. All right.
Go ahead. I relinquish the big chair.
For the moment?
For the moment, yeah.
Today's show, by the way, being brought to you by Brewers Outlet. You're in sales. You should have done this first. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and the Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar at lenapesolar.com. Earlier today, when I put in the request for the Kevin Hur Show to talk with Acting Athletic Director Dr. Dave Joyner, he said, for the Kevin Hur Show, I'll do this anytime. I found the sentiment to be heartwarming, and I felt like it opened up an incredible door to us just by dropping Kevin's name. So I had a chance this morning to talk to Acting Athletic Director Dr. Dave Joyner on behalf of the Kevin Hur Show.
Dave, let's first of all talk about the 5-year plan. You come into this job, and now you are looking into the future. What are the important factors in your 5-year plan when you have to present that?
Well, obviously, we're just getting started with a 5-year thought process because the last 5-year thought process, we're coming into the 5th year at this point. So, but I want all of the – my thoughts are that it needs to be – built from the athlete's perspective up, and what can we do and how do we maximize the experience for our student athletes both in and out of the classroom. And then once we decide on what those goals are, then, and that would be in collaboration with the coaches and everybody that what I call are the parts of this performance-based matrix for both in and out of the classroom. And everyone that works in intercollegiate athletics, even at the university, the fan base, the alumni, they're all part of this performance services thought process. And so we need to synergize those performance services once we define the goals for the student athletes and the teams, you know, with those that are in charge of that.
I hear you. You entered the job in November. Here you are to this point. All the experience that you've had in your career, the various areas that you've worked, I don't care whether it's surgery or the Olympics, the times you've had to handle money, which have been a lot over the course of your lifetime, how much have you drawn upon that as you've moved the athletic department forward and thought about this five-year plan?
Well, I've drawn tremendously on that. I mean, you know, I've certainly learned plenty since I've been here, and everybody learns more as you go on. But the last 7 or 8 months have been like 7 or 8 years in a learning curve, probably. My experiences have really guided me in this, and I think a lot of people don't understand kind of the framework from whence I come. And I'm not just a physician that worked in an office taking care of patients, and I've had a lot of administrative oversight duties, particularly with the U.S. Olympic Committee in the sports medicine. I was a non-voting member of the board of directors as part of this standing committee, and I worked in numerous Olympic Games settings as a part of the Games Administrative Board, which is the oversight and governance board during an Olympic Games, and we considered many issues that had nothing to do with medicine or drug control, which is another area that I'm experienced in. I heard somebody say one time that there are no experts; they're just people that have experience. So, I will say I have a lot of experience in these areas, and I've had budget oversight with my own. National Sports Medicine Rehab Company that we did athletic development and performance as well. So, I view this job as building the athlete and the teams from the ground up and being the facilitator to allow those successes to happen by integrating, like I said before, all of those pieces that are part of this. And so I've been fortunate enough to be around some very experienced people over the years and sit in the room with people that ran the Yankees and ran, many other things that, were mentors to me. So it's been a great road till now.
Also, part of that road is moving forward, and in moving forward, the university, it's one university, it's one athletic department. When you look at the perspective that this athletic department has on this particular day moving forward, do you like the perspective the athletic department now has as part of this university?
Very much so. We're obviously continuing at all times to improve, and you always improve or you go backwards. And so, yes, we'll get better and better at this. But I think one of the things that is working well now, and at least we have a pathway to this, is a very collaborative effort with central administration that is very positive for both intercollegiate athletics and central administration. And we really are functioning and running as one. We understand and our folks here are more and more understanding what old Maine, as we call it, needs, and they understand what we need, and we march hand in hand in lockstep with the goals for one university.
When you see 12th in the Learfield Sports Directors Cup, and then you see APR numbers that Penn State's been getting, you and I were both at basketball the other night, and they were talking about that. How proud of you are the student athletes, but also the support system they have to make some of these things happen?
Well, we're extremely proud of the systems we have here at Penn State to help our student athletes be very successful are really tremendous. And every type of support system, from academic support to our, sports medical support, strength conditioning, et cetera, are really top-notch and first-rate. And to see what we've done this year in the middle of these last 7 or 8 months, and to have our athletes and our coaches be focused, and we in administration to be able to enable them to stay focused by dealing with the outside issues that could definitely obviously interfere is an extremely positive thing. I think it shows the kind of character that these 800-plus student-athletes have, as well as their coaches and all the support staff here in intercollegiate athletics.
there is no handbook for how Bill O'Brien could handle the last few months. But now I think a handbook has been written by him. You and I both know he can flat out coach. That might be the easiest part of all this. The selection of him and what he has meant as a shot in the arm to the university before he's even coached a game. How proud are you of that selection?
I'm very proud. I feel very fortunate that we came upon Bill, and I feel very fortunate that we were wise enough to hire him. And you know, sometimes you have to be in the right place at the right time, but you got to be smart enough to know you're there. And so I think that's the case here. We were in the right place at the right time with Bill O'Brien, and we were smart enough to know that we were there. He's been everything that we hoped he would be, and then some. His the kind of skills that we saw in Bill are the things that people are seeing now. His ability to relate, his ability to be straightforward and forthright, his ability to coach, his wanting to engage the entire Penn State populace. He wanted to do that. We didn't have to ask him, will you go out and do these things? That was in his plan when he sat down with us. So he was already ahead of the game when he sat down, and he's very sincere about that.
All right, they big decision made. The presidents went along with it to have a playoff beginning in 2014. Your thoughts and also the Big Ten's role in how, and making all of this happen as a move forward for college football.
Well, first of all, I'm very excited about the format that they've come up with. I think it satisfied, if not all, virtually all of the goals that Jim Delaney set out, and we collaborated with Jim on for the Big Ten and the nation as a whole, period. I think that Jim Delaney and the Big Ten should be given a lot of credit for how they handled this and how what a great job they did on behalf of our member institutions. It really is a nearly ideal scenario for us and for the Big Ten. So I think it's going to be really exciting.
You get in the room with 11 other athletic directors, and, of course, he's there as well. Give us a sense of the collaboration and the unity within this conference that you can only get by actually sitting in one of those chairs.
I think it's fair to say that the 12 athletic directors are all they're very bright. They don't mind expressing their opinions. And, you know, they're CEOs. But Jim Delaney and the structure and how we collaborate within that group has been very positive. And what I see is a group of great minds in a room together that understand that the collective is more powerful than the singular. And so we work out things, we compromise, we decide on what's best for the conference and each school within that framework, how they maximize what's good for them. And everybody listens and everybody takes counsel from each other. And what it does is it produces a very strong, positive group that Jim Delaney represents. And I think it makes it a very, very good way of taking this conference and each school forward.
You've been involved finally at the highest levels of everything, so you know what the greatest of competition happens to be. The Big Ten has renewed its agreement with the Rose Bowl, plus the television agreement with ESPN, with the Rose Bowl runs through 2026. The connection of the Rose Bowl to the Big Ten in the big picture, what do you think of that?
Well, that was number one on the table for Big Ten institutions as well as Jim Delaney. I mean, the preservation of the importance of the Rose Bowl and the bowl system in general, but from our standpoint, that hallmark, the granddaddy of them all, and to have that preserved this way is the outcome that we had all wanted, and obviously we're very, very happy with.
Dave, thanks.
Thank you.
Penn State Acting Athletic Director Dr. Dave Joyner, we thank him for the time he gave us earlier today on the show to be a part of this, to give everyone a little more perspective on where he's heading with all of this, which I believe he did. We'll come back. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet. That's right, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and the official supermarket of Kevin Herr. Also brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15 in Humbles Wharf, and at 1-800-795-9565. Lenape Solar and the Lenape Solar Hotline. We'll come back and address Kevin Herr's questions about the Philadelphia 76ers draft. To be honest with you, I raised an eyebrow at Kevin and not at the Sixers draft, which I thought was very good. as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar. Your approved PPL ePower Trade Ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable. And we do all the paperwork for you. The ePower Direct Discount Program for PPL customers pays you up front for up to 75% of your project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Kevin thinks the Sixer draft is an unqualified disaster.
Not in so many words, but I think it could have been better.
First of all, Mo Harkless out of St. John's is an excellent player. Athletic and gives them somebody up front that will take the ball to the bucket and be very aggressive, and I like very much.
He has a little ways to go physically and consistently, but that's because of his age. I understand that.
To a point. The trade with Miami that brings Moultrie to them is Hawes insurance if he goes out as an unrestricted free agent. If I were to ask you who led the SEC in rebounding this year, you probably would say Anthony Davis, correct?
That would be a guess.
And guess who it was? Moultrie from Mississippi State.
Okay.
6'11". First couple years at El Paso, didn't do much. Went to Mississippi State, sat out a year, refined his skills. He's older. He'd be actually physically be a senior right now. He was second in the SEC in scoring last year, and he led the league in rebounding.
Okay, but they have Iguodala and Young at that position. Does that mean that they're A, playing for the future, or B, playing to get rid of one of them?
Iguodala is going to be traded.
That's what I wondered.
I forgot. You're really big into playing for the future. I'm into winning.
I'm just asking, is that the thought process? Because if you're sitting there looking at that, it's like, well, wait a minute. You've got already some guys at that position. You have to think that that's must be what they're thinking, or they're thinking really long term, one of the two.
No, they know they have a good team right now. They know that. Okay, they took the Celtics to seven games. Now, as I asked D. Lynam on the show yesterday, what does it take to go from 8-4? You know, I'm not talking about going 8-1 here. I'm talking about 8-4. Harkless was the start to that. And the possibility of trading Iguodala could net them the kind of score they're looking for.
Well, that's what I think that's the big need right now, is somebody that can put the ball in the basket a lot.
But you can't do that unless you move Iguodala. And you had to have Iguodala insurance, just like Teague was drafted by the Bulls as Derrick Rose insurance. Federer, by the way, has come all the way back. 2-2 heading to set 5 at the Big W. Djokovic 1-4 today, Nadal lost last night. But Federer has just won a tiebreak at 7-6.
That's the second tiebreak in that match.
Yeah, well, Beneteau won the other one.
This, you know, you look at the score, it's really weird. Yeah, Beneteau won the first one 6-4, then came back 7-6. Then got thumped in the third set, 6-2, then came back to just lose it in a tiebreaker, 7-6.
Right.
It's just, you know, usually there's some sort of consistency in these matches, and there isn't in this one.
No, the Fed is on a roll. They go to the fifth set, but this one, no tiebreak. Fifth set at Wimbledon, must win by two.
But the roof's closed and it's humid.
No, there's just a little bit more humidity, which keeps the ball from bouncing as high.
All right. I'm just, okay. I didn't know that. I was just
And when clarifying. The ball bounces higher, you can then take that big swing.
Right.
Right, and you can go for winners off a high bounce that allows you to put a lot more power behind it. Because now you're hitting down on the ball, which puts more steam on it, means it clears the net. That's what the humidity comes into play. A little higher when the roof is closed.
Now that is an insight you will not get on many programs.
No, you really won't. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Your reaction as fans to Dr. Dave Joyner's interview with us? Also, do you think the Sixer draft was as much of a disaster as Kevin said it was, or do you, as usual, agree with me? Just kidding.
Yeah, sure you are. All right, and here's your other topic for the phone calls. 4:15 games in the NFL, now moving to 4:25. Two reasons. One, you won't have the overlap if that early game runs long, so you won't be missing part of the second game. And two, I think because they want 60 minutes to start a little later on CBS. And then it's only every other week. Right, right. That means when you set your DVR for Amazing Race, you have to add another 2 hours to the program to get it all.
Right. Well, the move from 4 to 4:15 years ago I thought was fine. The 4:25 thing, yeah, obviously they're seeing the time of games running over a little bit. So,
well, what's the rule for television now? The early game has to complete no matter what. Is that the way it is?
Yeah.
Before you can switch to the other one.
Right. Unless it's your market.
Right.
In your market. So, for example, Steelers.
Right.
Okay?
Steelers, Eagles in this market. For the
If you happen to be in Pittsburgh, Johnstown.
Right.
Okay? Pittsburgh, Johnstown, you get the game right away.
Right.
It turns out the Steeler game is going to be on in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of market, essentially.
You don't get it right away.
Whatever game was going to be on first, Bengals, Browns, has to be finished before they give you that game.
Right, right. Yeah, that we've run into many times with the Wilkes-Barre Scranton-based stations on a lot of systems.
So, simple as that. And once again, the 4:25 start, that's fine.
I'm happy about that. I'm very happy because I have been, as you said, in your example, been affected by that many times. With that late afternoon game, especially if like the Steelers Patriots are playing up in New England, they always like to play that game as the second half of a doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
Always miss the first couple of minutes of the quarter.
Right. And they don't want that. They want people to see games in their entirety.
So I could watch the Jets lose.
Wow, you're bitter.
Just not a real big fan of their head coach.
Wow, you're consumed with hate.
I said not a big fan. Didn't say I hated him. Hate's a strong word.
I mean, right away, you're talking about just how badly you want them to lose. Wouldn't you rather have them at full strength and you be at full strength, play them and beat them?
That happened already. It was in a playoff game.
No.
I enjoyed it.
New Year. Things change. Saying it's 4:25 starts. I like it. Well, one thing we're lucky about in this era is television doesn't drive the bus.
Doesn't drive the bus. It actually programs it on where to go.
It is the bus.
It is the GPS and the bus.
Mark Lawrence News, top of the hour. Then on the Let It Be Solar Hotline, on a day we have brought to you by Brewers Outlet, we'll take your calls.